Hello and welcome to our fourth Secret Door to Success Masterclass call. Today, we're diving into chapters 5 and 6, The Long Arm of God and The Fork in the Road. But first, we got a little admin to do. First thing is that I want to just remind everybody that the recordings for the previous classes are on the Masterclass Central webpage, plus the bonuses. So be sure to download all those recordings and PDF files to your devices. And then as a gentle reminder to please be writing in your Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. Writing in your playbook will support you in everything that you're working at, you know, to raise your vibration. And when you're not, you know, when your energy is dipping, all of that will be revealed by your playbook if you're writing in it. And then you'll have someplace to document your steps that you took to overcome any energy that's coming up. Okay, and then also I did replace the PDF of The Secret Door to Success on the Masterclass Central webpage because I left a chapter out when I created that PDF file. So I apologize for any inconvenience that may have caused you. Okay, so that's all the info, admin info that we have. Excuse me, I'm gonna get a drink real quick. I had an ice cream cone before we got started here and probably shouldn't have done that. Makes it kind of hard to talk. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are and to open the way for us to release what no longer serves us. To heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past and overcome obstacles in our present. Please open the way for us to expand our awareness and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. So just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that's filled with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, keeping us safe, deflecting negativity in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, so now we'll get into our class content. So each of the previous chapters have supported us to understand the energy within us. We've gotten a clearer understanding of how we've used fear energy to manifest life experiences we don't like, and how we have the power within us to transform that fear energy to love to ultimately fulfill our square of life. Now, chapters 5 and 6, The Long Arm of God and The Fork in the Road, they clear a path to fully understanding the power of our conscious choice, to really get a grasp on our ability to create the narrative of our life from the inside out. Now, Florence begins by telling us about the enemy within. So just what does this mean? Well, the enemy within is that feeling of not being good enough. And sometimes it speaks, you know, it's, we can actually hear a voice and it tells us that we can't have something. Who do we think we are? I think that one, that was my voice's favorite. Who do you think you are? The enemy is, it's that voice that tells us that our jeans are too tight or we need to wash our hair, or it's the whispers of they're talking about me behind my back. It's the reminder that there's never enough money because we're a failure. Or we could do a better job of taking care of our children. The enemy is the mirror of all the mistakes we've made, the choices that blew up in our face. The enemy within is the negative beliefs we've buried in our subconscious that have become lethal thought patterns. Powerful emotions of resentment, anger, worry, and anxiety. It's that poison cocktail of stress that we drink like Kool-Aid. We guzzle it down, but never physically die. It's the perspective of harsh judgment that feeds on the lie that we're just not good enough. It's the negative energy of a programmed response that dictates the narrative of our life until we put a stop to it. You know, I remember, God, years ago, before Florence, feeling like I had no power to stop it. Being in that cycle of creating the things that I didn't want, and there, I just had no idea that I could even have the power to make all that stop. And then meeting Florence and finding out that I did have the power. Well, Florence tells us that words, thoughts, emotions, beliefs, all of those things are radioactivity. They're energy. And we have the power to transform that energy. She tells us of the scientist who confirmed our words are clothed in light. Light is energy. This validates that our words hold an energetic vibration. Words are energy. And is that light, that energy, is it bright with love energy? Or is the light dim with fear energy? Our words are birthed with thoughts. Thoughts that come from our mental state, which leads us to the fact that our mental state is a vibration. Our thoughts that create our mental state come from somewhere. Do they come from our superconscious higher self and are of that high vibration of love energy? Or do they come from the worried, fear-filled energy of this physical world? Well, let's look at the creation of experiences we don't want from the birth of negative energy. Let's say your day gets off to a rough start. You oversleep. You drop an egg on the floor. Oh my gosh, I've done that. And then you spill your breakfast on your clothes and you have to change. And now you're really running late. But instead of stopping everything and shifting your energy out of the aggravation to love, you just keep going and you're aggravated. And this aggravated energy grows. Man, it takes that energy within you that's now aggravated, it manifests more to be aggravated about all the way through your day. And then you put that terrible day into words and you give that terrible energy more life. You anchor that energy by repeating your awful day to one friend and then another friend. And how many times do you replay what happened in your head? So much so that it's not camping out. No, it's all that energy is building a house with windows in your brain. You know, it's there to stay. You've become a broken record, repeating to one friend and another about something awful that happened or something awful that we're going through. It's an ongoing process. And this scenario becomes the drama of our life. We're manifesting through this energy more of this energy, one awful experience after the other. And what's even worse, sometimes there's a secondary gain. That benefit that we get from maintaining the status quo of how awful our life is. Because when we tell our friends what we're going through, they share love with us. And the truth is that if we felt loved, validated, good enough, we wouldn't be drowning in the negative energy of fear. Looking back at my life, I can see when I did that. When I was fighting my ex for custody of my daughter and the attorneys were fighting dirty, I was so scared and I felt so lost and alone. And I'd share what I was going through, one outrageous story after another, each one building the foundation for the next unbelievable experience. But it gained the sympathy and love of my coworkers because I just couldn't catch a break. It was the story of my life, one unbelievable thing after the other. I created and perpetuated that cycle. And I can see how I did that until I stopped doing it. At that time, my life was toxic and the place I worked was toxic. And when I shifted from the fear to love, it upset the balance. It was like an explosion of light. And then on top of everything else, I got fired. The toxic corruption of the place where I worked literally spit me out. Escorted me from the building by security. One of the best things that ever happened to me. And it started when I began to shift within me, transforming the fear within me to love, to create a higher outcome. And the higher outcome could not be attained while working where I was. To continue to bring in that light, the job had to go. And I was not a quitter. I was not going to quit that job. So the universe fired me. Again, one of the best things to ever happen to me. Now looking back, I can see how I created all of that. My own fear sucking me into the toxicity of my experiences, both at work and personally. The people I attracted. The situations and experiences that were created. My finger was in all of that. It wasn't just happening to me. I was a part of it. And then I could see how none of that could be maintained once I began to shift from the fear within me to embrace the light that is my essence. I was changing within. So the external experience of my life also had to change. There was no other way for it to be. It had to change. And that's what Florence is teaching us here, to shift that energy, to speak of solutions, the higher outcome we're creating, shifting the energy from fear to love. Now, when my daughter, Jessie, was in elementary school, she read the complete works of Florence's teachings. And I was picking her up from school. And I remember one day, the first day that she did this, I picked her up and I always asked her, how are you? You know, how was your day? How are you doing? And this one day she said, excellent. with this amazing enthusiasm. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, the energy just, poof, it hit me. The first time she did that, it was, I remember my day had not been great. It was less than stellar. So when she spoke with such enthusiastic energy, there was an intense electrical charge to her response in that one word of excellence. And I felt my energy lift. I mean, the energy in the car changed. It was so different that it was almost like, how did she even get in the car? Because the energy was so thick of whatever crappy day I had had. But she popped right in there. And the answer was, excellent. And then every day when I picked her up, that was always her answer. And we'd laugh. I mean, it would change everything. It took only an instant to shift my energy that first day. And then every day after, no matter what day I had had, it always got better. Only takes an instant to shift energy from anxiety to the joy of now. And it opens a possibility, a limitless possibility for the moments to come. When all that happened, I felt the shift from a fixed perception to the possibility of better. Now, Florence tells us that in the absolute, man is outside of time and space. So let's unpack this. The absolute is the universal state of being. In the absolute, there is no time or space. Everything just is. Now, recently, the angels were showing me their perspective of our lives. They've never been human, and all they know is love. So when they observe our roller coaster lives, all our experiences just are. There's no judgment of something being good or bad. It just is. It's just an experience. The angels know that our spiritual consciousness never dies. It doesn't get hurt or wounded. There is no death. It simply exists. But for now, we exist in a human body, and typically we humans think with linear thought. We think with a beginning and an end, and as a result, we want resolution to experiences. We want to know why someone hurt us. We want to know why people behave the way they do. We believe at some level that understanding the why will resolve and complete an experience. We're hoping subconsciously the resolution will set us free from that pain of whatever happened. But most of the time, there is no resolution. Because when someone else hurts us, there's no getting our minds around their why. We'll never be in agreement of their behavior because their behavior hurt us. But when we can transform that pain to forgiveness, and transform the emotion we're feeling to love, we transcend the pain of this physical world. We transcend the fear of vibration. And the resolution we so desperately needed becomes moot. Because that transcendence sets us free. When we raise our vibration to simply be, to align our energy with the state of the absolute, where there is no time or space, where everything simply is, then we've achieved that state of non-resistance, a state of neutrality, where we can be of the love vibration, whole and absolute. We've achieved that state of poise, where there is no need to know why. There is no need to control people or situations, and therein lies the control. Because it's from this state that we can manage and focus our energy to manifest whatever we want with just a thought. Manifesting what you want with just a thought is power. Manifesting what you want with just a thought is control, without the need to control. It's when we no longer feel that need to control that we have control. We have full access to our power, and we flow. Florence teaches us that we demagnetize ourselves during the manifestation process when we desire something too intensely. Intensely being the word for fear. We demagnetize ourselves during the manifestation process when we hold what we want in fear energy. She tells us that in every act prompted by fear lies the germ of its own defeat. When we want something while we're immersed in the fear of not having it, all we're going to manifest is more fear energy, because that's what we're a magnet for. Like I was when I repeatedly told people and thought of all the outrageous, horrible things happening in my life, I created a cycle, and I was the only one to stop it. In these chapters, Florence speaks of realization, of being fully aware. No hindrances or obstacles of preconceived ideas from the past of not being good enough. No anxieties of how we're going to make something happen. No worries about the future. Realization is simply being fully aware that what we want to experience is happening. No more obstacles. Realization is that state of poise, the state of being non-resistant to the illusion of adversity of this physical world, that state of grace, of internal peace, that state of knowing that all our needs and wants are fully met, even when there's chaos all around us. With realization, we have the full knowing from deep within that all is well. In that state of realization, we are in bliss. And what we want, or better, manifests under grace spontaneously from our thoughts. We are powerful spiritual beings having a human experience. Our limiting thoughts and beliefs being our only true enemy. Even if there's someone in your life that's out to get you, they can only get you if you give yourself to them through fear. Raise above the fear, and anyone seeking to do you harm cannot. They no longer have that power. Love energy sets you free. They may get what you had if they take something from you, but you will get something better. This is the way love energy works. This is the only way love energy works. If something's taken from you, you get something in return that's even better, that or better. Again, this love energy is not physical love of how much you love the color blue or your down comforter. This love is the love that is your essence, the love of the divinity within, the love vibration of energy that is the makeup of the vibration of you, your spiritual essence that is eternal, the part of you that is never birthed and never dies, because it's eternal. Which energy are you going to serve? You're at the fork in the road, the time to make a conscious choice. Are you going to be the love essence that you are? Love being the most powerful magnetic force in the universe? Are you going to choose love? Or are you going to continue to swallow the poison of your own fear, drowning yourself in fear, but never physically dying? You have the power to make the conscious choice. Are you going to use it every day? When you consciously choose to be the vibration of love energy every day and throughout your day, when you catch your energy dipping, you have the power to improve your life in this moment by making the conscious choice. It's up to you. Now is the appointed time. Today is the day of my amazing good fortune. The long arm of God reaches out over people and conditions, controlling the situation and protecting my interests. I am free of physical world limitations. I am divinely led, and I follow the right fork in the road. God makes a way where there is no way. And everything that's mine by divine right reaches me now under grace in miraculous ways. Okay, so I have a little meditation here. It's about 18 minutes long, almost. So we're just going to do that. So we just get comfy and we'll get started. We begin by quieting our minds. So just get comfortable with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, and just close your eyes and take a really deep breath and just focus your attention on your heart. With another deep, slow breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace to your heart those things that you're grateful for. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, we ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth to surround us now, to surround us with the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. So just take my hand and that of an angel, and together we all form a circle of love. And together we set the intention to connect with the love of the divinity. Together we hold the safe, sacred space to shift from fear energy to the highest vibration of love. And we claim and use the power within to fulfill our square of life. And now whisper through through the breath of God. I release the need to hold on to thought patterns and beliefs that no longer serve me. I now transform all energy of fear to the highest vibration of love in all directions of time. I release pain and suffering of the past and infuse all with love. I forgive what I've been holding in unforgiveness and infuse all with love. And now just breathe deeply and focus on the experience of the breath. Take a slow, deep breath and just focus on your heart. And just allow yourself to feel it beating. Beating as one with God. Just breathe in deeply and see our circle surrounded with God's beautiful white light of grace. That beautiful shimmering white light of love of the highest order. And this beautiful light, of God swirls with that glowing mist of love. Here is your safe space, free of physical world fears. You are free. You are made in God's likeness. You hold the divinity of God within you. You are one. God is always good enough. You are good enough. Breathe in the love of this truth as it swirls in the divine light. From this safe space, you are limitless. The physical world can no longer hold you down. You are good enough to live your happy, fulfilled square of life. And now place in the center of our circle your life as it is today. Place in the center of the circle your worries, your anxieties, your fears. They are no longer your burden to carry. We cast these burdens on the Christ within our circle, and we go free. your fear, the anger, the frustration, the outrage. All that pain now resides in the center of the circle. And now Archangel Michael, ever so gently, cuts the threads, the chains, and the cords from you to the pain of this fear energy in the center of the circle. He cuts them. And he sets you free. And now place in the center of the circle the life you want to live, your fulfilled square of life. Place it here in the center of the circle. The joy, the happiness, the magnificent health, the tremendous financial flow. The loving relationships, and your perfect self-expression. All the desires of your heart. And now we all send love. Love from our hearts to the center of the circle, to this life that you dream of. And this life becomes reality. Your happy, fulfilled square of life. Allow yourself to feel it, to feel that joy of all your dreams fulfilled. Breathe in that joy, that swirling mist of love and joy. Breathe it in. And so it is. You are one with God. As you breathe in deeply of the gentle swirling mist of light, as you breathe in deeply of this breath of God, you feel that full shift of love. Breathe it in. And now repeat after me. Now is the appointed time. Today is the day of my amazing good fortune. The long arm of God reaches out over people and conditions, controlling the situation and protecting my interests. I am free of physical world limitations. I am divinely led. I follow the right fork in the road. God makes a way where there is no way. Now all that's mine by divine right reaches me under grace. And we ground into this energy, into this experience, locking it in. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth. And these roots travel down to that core healing light of love at the center of Mother Earth and wraps around a black tourmaline sphere, solid, anchored, fulfilled. And with a deep breath, just pull that loving healing light back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just take a deep breath and expand with that healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart. And throughout your body, you are one with God, attracting to you only experiences of love of the highest order. You are love. You are one with God. Through the love of the divinity within you, you are the giver and the gift. You are limitless. Today is the day of your amazing good fortune. The long arm of God reaches out over people and conditions, controlling the situation and protecting your interests. You are free of physical world limitations. You are divinely led. You follow the right fork in the road. God has made a way where there is no way. And all that's yours by divine right reaches you now under grace in miraculous ways. So shifting from fear to love is a conscious choice. Making the choice empowers you. Shifting from fear to love takes only a moment. Okay, so let's recap. Now we have a better understanding of how our fear, thoughts, and beliefs poison our body, and that we have the power to stop that injection of poison. We now know that we have the power to stop the fear by being aware of our energy and consciously choosing the energy we wish to be and recognizing when it dips and making that conscious choice again. It's clearer now to understand that each day we get to choose. What energy or state of being are we going to be? Which one are we going to serve, fear or love? We have the conscious choice. Again, all we have to do is choose and be aware when our energy dips and choose again. And we've experienced shifting our energy to love, to achieve that state of empowerment. We have full access to that state of poise Florence teaches of, where we're in sync with the love vibration of our superconscious higher self. The more you attain that state of poise and practice getting there, the easier it will be to sustain that state of poise as your normal state of being. You got this. Your homework is to read the next chapter, Crossing Your Red Sea, and to be aware of your energy and course correct as necessary. And if you need help, reach out. Again, be sure to be writing in your manifesting playbook every day, whether you're using a paperback copy or your own notebook and following along with the PDF, write in your journal. It will support you to know when your energy is dipping and what's causing it. You'll be able to see the triggers and you'll be able to look at that energy and observe it and process through it and transform it to love so you can be free. Please be gentle with yourself. Drink lots of water because we are moving a lot of energy. And plus, there's been a lot of solar flares that have been dousing us with light. So it's going to be revealing anything that's been hidden. So again, just be gentle with yourself and reach out if you need help. Okay, so this completes our fourth class.